Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. This episode of Plain Talk is entitled Winter Operations. Aircraft operations during the winter months requires more planning and technology than the other three seasons. Cold temperatures, snow, and ice play havoc with airframes, aircraft engines, avionics, gyros, and of course, people. A heated hangar is a silver bullet, typically keeping the aircraft at a toasty 10 to 15 centigrade or more. Canadian bush pilots' operating procedures differ than those in the lower 48. Before the era of engine heaters, bush pilots would routinely drain the oil from their radial engines, keeping the oil warm overnight in their wood-fired cabins. Lycoming recommends that preheating is required when the temperature is at or below -7 degrees centigrade. Many pilots and operators use their best judgment as to when to preheat. However, I preheat once the outside air temperature dips below +5 centigrade, and I preheat for a minimum of 3 hours. Many pilot operators leave their aircraft plugged in and heating all winter long, while others believe that preheating before you fly, or the night before, minimizes the probability of corrosion in the engine. Corrosion, of course, could get quite expensive when we're talking about an engine overhaul. There are three types of preheaters: electric forced air, propane forced air, and electric using bands, pads, and probes. Companies like EasyHeat, Hornet, SafeHeat, Tanis, Reef, and Aerotherm manufacture preheaters. Takeoff demands 90 to 100% of an engine's horsepower, and for this reason, it's vitally important to properly warm the engine. Proper preheating reduces wear and tear and substantially extends the life of an engine. Idling is not an effective way to warm an engine. When idling, the propeller forces cold air back across and through the engine compartment, keeping a cold engine from heating properly. Tanis and Reef manufacture engine heaters and related accessories designed to preheat the engine, cabin, and battery, and are powered by 110-volt or 220-volt AC connections. Both manufacturers have similar technologies designed to provide consistent heating with a variety of components: oil sump pads, heated cylinder probes, heated cylinder bands, wiring harnesses, on-off lights, cabin heat pads, and thermostats are all part of a system. Reef utilizes a 3/8 inch wide stainless steel clamp, which is placed around the cylinder, acting as a band heater, while Tanis uses cylinder probe heating elements. Kits start at about $950 US plus installation. Thermostats are used to prevent overheating while the engine heater is operating. Reef's cylinder heaters do not have a thermostat control, but some of their oil heaters do. While an engine is running, a cylinder normally reaches between 300 and 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Cylinder heaters increase temperatures to between 70 and 90 degrees Fahrenheit over ambient air temperature, so there's little danger of overheating the engine. Oil sump heaters are sized to raise the temperature of the oil up to 100 degrees Fahrenheit above ambient, and a thermostat on some systems further limits the oil temperature to about 190 degrees Fahrenheit. This means in normal winter use, the thermostat never cycles, it just stays on. This design approach gives you the benefit of a thermostat-controlled maximum oil temperature without the disadvantage of a limited thermostat life due to constantly cycling on and off. Many Canadian fixed-based operators, or FBOs, have propane heaters to preheat the engine, which produce high BTUs, transferring heat to the cylinders via the cooling fans. With hoses tucked into the cowling, heated air is blown into the engine compartment, typically taking 20 to 30 minutes depending upon the outside air temperature. Warm cylinders are all you need if your goal is to get the engine started. However, to avoid damage and wear and tear to the engine from cold starting, the entire engine and oil needs to be uniformly heated, typically a 20 to 30 minute blast of hot air might not be enough. Aerotherm manufactures a really cool forced air electric heater. Designed to hang off the prop and using thermoplastic ducts, it pushes heated air at 32 miles per hour into the engine compartment. With a variety of models, the compact system weighs between 9 and 15 pounds, making it ideal for travel, and costs between $600 and $979 US dollars. Many pilot operators do not keep their engine heaters powered 24/7. Cellular or Wi-Fi controlled power switches are used to remotely turn the electrical power on and off. There are a variety of options available in the marketplace, including pager controlled, cellular dial-up, cellular data with an app, and IP controlled or WeMo using a Wi-Fi connection. Companies like Switchbox and FST LLC or RegalPro have hardware and apps which use a cellular data service connection to control when power is turned on and off. These products typically are priced between $485 and $535 Canadian. Winter operational requirements will vary based upon the specifics of geography. Winter conditions in Toronto, Yellowknife, Halifax, Iqaluit, and Victoria vary greatly. For aircraft parked outside, wing and tail covers and thermal engine covers are recommended to aid in removing snow and ice quickly during the walk around, while keeping the engine preheater's heat at an optimal temperature. Winter flying provides an environment which dramatically improves the performance of most general aviation aircraft. To provide a safe environment for both aircraft and people, more planning is required, rewarded by an outstanding experience. I have a little checklist that I use, which includes carrying a long extension cord or cords to preheat while I'm on cross countries. I like to preheat the cabin during the walk around. It really keeps the gyros and avionics in tip-top condition. Have a lighted extension cord or some kind of testing device to ensure that there's actually power at the outlet that you're plugged into. A winter survival kit should include warm blankets or a sleeping bag just in case of a forced landing, and of course, dress accordingly. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.